Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 49th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 124. Heidelberg 124, what is the third petition? Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, that is, grant that we and all men renounce our own will, and without gainsaying obey your will, which alone is good, so that every one may fulfill his office and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. In our last meditation, we noted that our calling is less a matter of us discerning some divine purpose in our lives than us doing that which is before us to the glory of God. But in looking to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians and Ephesians, many people are dismayed at Paul speaking to bondservants and slaves and counseling them to do the best they are able in service to their earthly master as they are serving their heavenly master. For truth be told, many Christians desire something much more than we have. Many Christians seek some mysterious calling from God in order to free them from the humdrum of their lives, or to give them a purpose they don't feel they have working a menial job. But such a mindset is foreign to the scriptures. Indeed, there we are called not only to do that which God has given us, whatever that may be, but we are to do so willingly and faithfully, as we confess. Colossians 3:17-24. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands, as is fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. In every role we fill, from our family relationships to our work relationships, we serve the Lord Christ. And to do so rightly according to his word, we must do so heartily, as Paul says, willingly and faithfully, as we confess, not complaining about our lot, or doing a half-hearted job, or doing just enough to get by, but recognizing that no matter what we do, we are doing it to the glory of God. Though people may be pleased with our work, that is not why we do it. We do it sincerely, as we honor the Lord our God. For this is part of what we pray when we ask, "Your will be done on earth," that we who are called according to the name of Jesus might do the will of God in everything. From our marriage relationships to our parenting, from our work for others to our supervising others, from the most menial of tasks to those seen by many, all we do is to be done in service to God. If we are a trash collector, we collect trash to the glory of God. If we are a politician, we fill our role to the glory of God. It does not matter what we do, as we noted in our last meditation. It matters how we do it. And how we do it is to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Or, as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And while we often say, "To God alone be the glory," we often want the manifestation of that glory in our lives to be something amazing or obvious or spectacular. We like it to be something profound that we can point to that gives us purpose or meaning. But more often than not, the glory of God is found in the mundane. It is found in the day-to-day work and lives of his people, as they willingly and faithfully do that which he has called them to do, that which he has given them to do, that which he has assigned them to do, whatever it may be. That as we serve the Lord Christ in this manner, we might find His will truly being done in us, as we bring Him all honor and all glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.